God is good.
All the time.
He's good all the time. Am I loud enough?
Seem to be.
It's always a question I have. I want to make sure we're loud enough. Well, I'm just glad to be in the Lord's house this morning. And I know that He has something to say to you. And I know that He does because He sent me here to be a vessel to deliver that message to you. And you know what? I thank God right now that it falls on good ground, that the devil isn't right there to snatch it up out of you. And I thank God that it's going to help you this week. It's going to help you for the rest of this year. And God is setting up this year for you to have an awesome year. And He's setting up this year for you to have some victories in places where you haven't had a victory yet, where you haven't had a breakthrough yet, where there's been a hold up and you don't know what that hold up is, but there's something got a hold of you and it doesn't want to let you go. See, God's here for that person right here, right now, today. He knew you'd be here. He wanted you to hear it. Now, everything that's concerning you right now, I want you to let it go. I want you to let God come in. I want you to get them ears on where you can hear and apply this to your life because it's going to help you and it's going to change you. Now let's go to Psalms chapter 103 and we're going to start at verse 10. And it says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve. Thank God. There was no amens on that one right at first. Let me read that one again. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And you know, a lot of times you maybe got up in some religion when you grew up and it stuck with you. A lot of times people that are supposed to be Christians and they're supposed to show you what grace really is, what mercy really is, what forgiveness really is. Sometimes they hit the mark and sometimes they don't. And they make people feel like they're never going to get it, like they're not forgiven, like they'll never be forgiven, like God is going to hold that thing that they're ashamed of over their head their entire life. And see, that's just not the love of God. That's just not how God operates. And God's not going to take that sin and treat you accordingly. He doesn't do that. He never did it. He ain't planning on doing it to you now. It says that He's not going to treat you like your sins deserve. Now look, we're growing up in a time where nobody wants to take accountability. Nobody wants to say, I'm sorry. Nobody wants to say, I'm wrong. Nobody wants to say, I did it. Nobody wants to say, I'm going to do better. Nobody wants to own up. Nobody wants to man up. Nobody wants to woman up. We are entitled. And let me tell you something right here, right now. God's not holding that sin over you, but He's going to require you to change in some areas where you've been stiff-necked. He's going to require you to change in some areas where you've been hard-hearted. He's saying right now, you know what? I'm going to take you up. I'm going to take you out. And I want your obedience. Amen. So, hey, that's what we're going to talk about today. Your past is behind you. See, you get messed up over your past. Your past is the thing that wants to flare its ugly head up every single day. Why? Because that's how the devil talks to you. The devil talks to you when you get those anxious thoughts going. That's how the devil talks to you. He talks to you through fear. He talks to you through condemnation. And he talks to you through your past. See, God don't talk to you that way. God don't treat you the way that your sins deserve. He doesn't, but the devil does. And when you get caught up in religion, religion's going to condemn you all day long. You need to get caught up in Jesus where you can get it right.
Thank you, God. Amen.
Now, I know that's hard and blunt. I'm going to stop apologizing for being hard and blunt because you know what? Truth will set you free every day of the week. Lying to yourself is going to keep you another 20 years. It's going to hold you back another 10, 15 years. It's going to keep your children away from you longer than you wanted it to take. It just does every single time. Okay, let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. We're going to look at verses 18 through 19. And it says, forget the former things. Now you say, how can I forget something that happened to me? Work on it. Number one, stop talking about it. Forget the things that irk you. See, you'll get yourself riled up about things, and they happened a long time ago. Jeremy tells me all the time, Brother Mike, he says, Kelly, girl, I don't know what you do, but you can't remember what you ate yesterday. You can't remember what you wore. You don't remember the TV show we watched. You don't remember this and you don't remember that. But man, you talk about something 10 years ago like it happened yesterday. And that's me. That's me. I'll own it. Because the moment I owned that, that's when it started changing for me. See, God's saying, forget the thing that's holding you back. Forget the thing that you did that you're ashamed of. Forget that. Forget the thing that people, when you walk up into Walmart and they start snickering at you, you forget that thing. See, you forget that you had a bad reputation. You stop dwelling on that. Forget the thing that's holding you back. Forget it. Because you can't move forward until you're willing to let that stuff go. And God wants some of your past behind you today. God doesn't want you held up any longer. Some of you have been held up for years. He wants that to be gone. Okay? So forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, when you're dwelling on something, that's where you're living.
That's right.
See, some of us live in a pig hole. That's some Arkansan talk for you. A pig hole. Mud, poop, scraps. Yeah, I said it. Some of you live in there. You're dwelling there. And it's your past. And it's held you back. I know somebody, and every time they do something wrong, well, I'm just a bad person. No. That's an excuse. Amen. See, you're not who your past said that you are. You're not who the devil says that you are. You're not who that person that don't like you says that you are. You don't like who the people at Walmart. That's not who you are. You're not who your old science teacher said you are. I've come into contact with my old science teacher. I let him know. I won't mention his name. But I say, look, I have grown up. I ain't who I used to be, so don't treat me like I used to be. We ain't in school. It's person to person here. He goes, well, you're sure driving a nice vehicle. Thank you. I bought it twice. Failed that science class. Failed it then, failed it in modern life. But hey, God give me the victory over that. Yeah. All right? So forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. And see, a lot of people are really good at doing nothing other than making excuses. I can't go to church because I don't like so-and-so. Get over that. I don't like this because so-and-so said this to me. I had somebody yesterday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. They don't even go to this church. I was wondering why it was my problem. 6 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. I'm offended at my Sunday school teacher. I done told them. I ain't going back to that Sunday school class. I said, now, to the best of my knowledge, you weren't in our Sunday class ever. He goes, no, this ain't your church. I said, oh, okay, let me tell you something. You need to quit holding on to that offense, Sister So-and-so, because it's going to get you in trouble. See, you want to get in a good touch with your past? You keep doing things that you used to do in your past. See, God cannot bless who you will pretend to be. We got people pretending all sorts of things. He ain't going to bless that. Why? Because it's not you. See, God is interested in blessing you and you only. as far as you are concerned. So don't be acting like whatever. Because see, He won't bless a whatever. He's going to bless a spirit-filled person that's saying, God, I'm not faking it till I make it. I'm going to be this. I'm not going to sit there and discourage others by acting like I'm all this stuff. No, I'm going to be me. God, I'm going to be the best version of me. Everything that's not right in me, God, You perfect it. God, You correct it. God, You mold it. But see, people just won't keep it real with their own self. And you don't realize that you're not working off of your time schedule. See, we're going to a place where there is no time. And see, God is saying, see, right now, it's coming about now. See, you want to get it right. You want to keep pulling your shenanigans. Keep living in unforgiveness. I've done that. It's ripped me up every which way but loose. I've lived in bitterness. I've lived in doubt and unbelief. I've lived in hypocrisy. I've done it. See, you're not going to find too many preachers' kids that'll tell you that. Why? Because they feel the pressure to lie to you to make their parents look good. I don't do that. I don't play that game. Because you know what? I know the truth. They're going to look good all on their own. They don't need me. Thank God. Because I ain't always done them justice. I ain't the worst one, though. Shelly, you ain't either. I'm just saying. Now, it says, see, I am doing a new thing, and now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? And that's the problem. A lot of people, they don't perceive it. So I'm here today to help you get that in your knower. Get that in your soul. Perceive it. See, right now, He's wanting to do a new thing. A new thing. You're going to have to shut that book of your past. You're going to have to let that go. You're going to have to let the devil stop tormenting you with that. Amen? The devil torments the heck out of me sometimes. He just does. He'll get me irritated. And then I sit there and think, that happened years ago. Why am I? Perfect example. Yesterday, Jeremy and I were laying up in the bed. That's my favorite place to be. I feel like I've earned it after a hard day with two boys doing all this stuff. We get up in our king-size bed and my phone goes off. One more time. I didn't talk to the sister that don't even go to our church about her problems. Somebody said, I just want you to know that they sneak over to your house after you leave when they're supposed to be at school. I knew they had the wrong number, but Stephanie, I was stressed over whoever was doing that. My face got all flushed. I said, Jeremy, is somebody sneaking over to our house? He goes, no. No. I said, I killed somebody. I said, I want to know about them kids. Should I ask who them kids are sneaking over someplace? He said, Kelly, you stay out of it. But see, some people, they can't perceive what God is trying to get them to do. Some people want to be worried and anxious and stressed just because that's what they used to. You're addicted to that behavior, and it needs to stop. Because God wants you to begin to perceive some things that you ain't perceived before. God wants you to live a higher level where you ain't lived before. But it's going to take some shuffling some things off of you to get to that place. But see, we've been in the place where we don't want to be for too long, and God's ready to deliver you. Amen. I don't want to be bitter, Alvy. I don't want to be upset all the time. I don't want to be angry all the time. But see, I've become that person. See, we are somehow magically sometimes what we never wanted to be. Sometimes we wake up and we thought, how did my life get to here? I never thought my life would be here. We get to those points. See, how do we get out of them? Pay attention. I'm fixing to tell you. See, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Now let's go to Isaiah chapter 53. We're going to look at verses 4 through 6. And it's easy in this world to start feeling lonely, start feeling aggravated, start feeling anxious, start feeling depressed. feeling like nobody loves you, feeling like nobody cares about you, I want to tell you that God cares about you. God cares about what you're going through. He cares about every single thing, every fiery dart that's coming to you. He cares about those things. Now it says, surely He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. See, some of us are carrying around some sorrows that God said, you're carrying around my baggage. See, surely, it's a for sure thing. Surely He took them.
Thank you, God.
It says, surely He took up our infirmities and He carried our sorrows, and yet we considered Him stricken by God, smitten by Him and afflicted, but He was pierced for our transgressions. Now, we just read in Psalms where it says He removed our transgressions. Let's go. You know, I'm a very simple person and I like simplicity because I am very easily confused. So, just in case you ain't been in church your whole life, and just in case you have been and you still don't know what the word transgression means, let's go over it. Transgression is an act that goes against the law or a rule. It's an offense, it's a crime, it's a sin, it's a wrongdoing, it's a misdemeanor, it's a felony, it's a misdeed, it's an indiscretion, it's a wickedness, a misbehavior, an error, a lapse, a fault, a trespass. That's what a transgression is. That sounds like a lot of us. Where we got into some type of error, where we got into some type of situation. Some of these situations we didn't even get ourselves into. They happened. They came about. But either way, you up in them. Either way, it's in your past and it's still trying to get at you. See? And it says that He was pierced for those things. The wrongdoing that you did, He was pierced for those. The thing that you got off into error, got off into left field, where you told yourself it was okay, where you justified that, and you knew it was wrong when you were doing it, those things. See, He was pierced for those things. Amen. And it says, He was crushed for our iniquities. And let me tell you something. I have been in church my entire life. And when I read this last night, Melissa, something just touched my heart so much where I just said, man, God, I love you. I love you more than I've ever loved you. God, I'm to a point, I'll do what you tell me to do. What do you want me to do, God? Where do you want me to be? Let's scrape away all the nonsense, all our excuses. Let's read here. What touched my heart so much? The punishment that brought us peace. Let me tell you something. Most people today in this world, they do not have peace. Number one. Number two, there was a punishment that took place that made a man become irrecognizable for you to walk around and reject the peace that he decided to give. See, the punishment that brought our peace. See, somebody paid a high price for you to walk around and act like you ain't got the peace of God. Why not? Why don't you got it? See, there's a place where it doesn't matter that all hell broke loose in your life. There's a place in God where you can tap into anytime you want to and bring that peace of God down up into your life. Why? Because somebody was punished so badly for you to have it. But see, you reject it when you keep on going on, see, and you worry and you stress and you fret, and I get it because I'm the world's worst. I worry about somebody's kids sneaking someplace and I don't even know who they are. I had to shut that down. I was going to stay up all night worrying about that. But see, God wants His children to have some peace up into their life. And it says, the punishment that brought us peace, it was upon Him. And by His wounds, see, we are healed. It doesn't say, oh, you used to be healed. No, you are right now. It's a right now thing. See, now I'm doing a new thing. Can you perceive it? You are healed. If you ain't got peace, it's because you haven't accepted it. Okay? Now, I was ministering to another person. And I'm going to get out my cell phone, because I'm going to say verbatim what this conversation was. And Peace is something that God wants to have for you today. This isn't a tomorrow thing. This isn't a next Wednesday thing. No, it's right now. There's too many of God's children sitting up here in this room. Too many of God's children listening to this on streaming right now. And you ain't got the peace of God. We're going to take care of that. You either want it or you don't. But I'm going to tell you, somebody was punished for you so you could have it. Look, when I stop at Sam's, I don't care what they got in the free kiosk. I want it. I don't care if it's a plastic fork. They've given them out before and I wanted it and I got it. And then I said, Dad, give me your card. I'm going to get another one. Okay. So this week, we learned a couple weeks ago in Celebrate Recovery. Get that shampoo going on in your life. Get to lathering that up. Be in the moment. I am very bad about being in the moment because I try to tell myself that I'm so busy, Brother Bruce, I can't be in each and every moment. So I miss out on some of the biggest blessings of life because I've told myself I'm too busy. I've let myself behave like I'm too busy to stop and minister to people, like I'm too busy to be kind, like I'm too busy to turn the other cheek. Okay? So this person messaged me and says, you know, I've worked myself up over this thing. How many of you done worked yourself up over a thing? You got yourself all feathers up ruffled. You worked yourself up over it. Hey, I do that every day. You get this phone going. It says, I worked myself up over this and it's stealing my joy. And pray for me because I like my life and I hate bringing up the past. See, the past will get you to hate your life.
That's right.
Past will get you to where you ain't enjoying your life, to where you're miserable. And it says, I'm ready to forget this and keep it behind me. I don't want to be bitter and I don't want to be mad all the time.
Thank you, God.
Some people are bitter. Some people are mad all the time. And it's because that past of yours keeps on creeping up. Now, in this moment, I got this phone. Person is talking to me about their past. I'm also trying to cook for my first time on the Instapot. Which, let me tell you, that thing will blow your head off if you miss an instruction. And I ain't got Smarty Britches Jeremy back there to help me out. And I'm trying to cook him some dinner. I said, God, I'm too busy to talk about this person's past. I'm trying to deal with the Instapot. What type of pressure are we applying here with this thing? Because that's very important. That could mean an eyeball. And God said, Kelly, take the time. Right now, you stop with the Instapot. You go with what I'm doing and what I'm trying to say to this person right now because you're not too busy. And I said, okay, God, when you got Instapot on your mind, it's hard to know what to say when you're getting so deep all of a sudden. And I said, God, what do you want me to say? And he said, you tell that person that their past, it already is behind them. And that all they need to do is every single day keep it behind you. When you're trying to smoke your cigarettes, if you're trying to quit, and hey, I don't think that's a heaven or hell issue. Smoke them if you want to smoke them. Try to quit if you want to try to quit. We ain't going to beat you over the head over the smoking issue. But hey, if you're trying to quit, if smoking is an addiction, bringing up your past to your own self, that's an addiction. You're addicted to doing that. If you want to keep that behind you every single day when it's biting at your heels like a little chihuahua, you kick your heels and you don't let it in there. Every single day, you got to keep going. So you don't let that past come up and snip on you. You don't let it because it's going to try to every single day. It's going to try to get you in a place of vulnerability where you say, I don't even know why I'm trying. I'm just going back. I'm just going to be full-blown whatever. You know, and your past starts creeping in moment by moment, day by day, and you get to that point. Okay? Now, let's finish reading the Isaiah 53. And I told that person, I said, you know what? Every day you keep that past behind you. God put it behind you. You keep it behind you. And you wake up and every morning you know that His mercies, they're new every morning. If you messed up yesterday, stop obsessing over it. Go on. Mark it down as a glitch and go on. You can't beat yourself up over something. You got to go on. God's not messed up over the thing that you did. He's wanting you to be who you're supposed to be. He needs you. See, He needs you to be His hands and feet. He needs you to get to that point. So Isaiah 53, and it says, "The punishment that brought us peace, it was upon Him. And by His wounds we are healed. And we like sheep have all gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." See, it's not a only the perfect people got this down. No, Jesus had to do it for each one because each one had an issue. Okay, so let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to look at verses 17 through 21. And it says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." See, people aren't interested in reconciling nothing. I was trying to explain this to this dear sister that it's not even my problem. Sister, you need to get over your offense. Because see, even if you don't think that you was wrong, you wrong just out of repeating this to me. See, God doesn't want you stabbing your brother or sister in the Lord in the back constantly. I have already officially done just gone to meddling. It's what I do. See, there's too much of that. You want to get out of your past? You quit finding something wrong with everybody else except for yourself. You look at that person in the mirror that's you, and you don't ask yourself. You tell yourself you're going to line up. You're going to stop doing this thing. You're going to stop justifying this thing. You're going to stop lying to yourself. You're going to stop lying to everybody else. You're going to get this thing and you're going to go with it because God has somewhere else for you to go. He has somewhere higher for you to be. But see, you got to grow. You got to get this. It's very quiet in here today. That's okay. "All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them."
Thank you, God.
Now, this is not a free pass. I'm not standing up here today telling you, Brother Bruce, God ain't counting your sins against you. Go live it up. Nope, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the condemnation that you're giving yourself, that you're letting the devil have on you for the things that you already did, I want you to know today, he's not counting that stuff against you. He has paid forgiveness into your life over and over. He's poured grace over your life over and over. He's poured the favor that only came from the punishment that his son did for all of us. He's poured that on us. It's time. See, if somebody gives you a lottery ticket and they say, "Okay, this is a winning ticket. You're going to cash that in." But yet, you'll turn an absent head to the thing that money can't even buy you, which is peace. See, money can't buy you peace. But Jesus did. He bought it. And it was expensive. And on your best day, see, Jody, I know on my best day, I wasn't worth what he done for me. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. But he willingly gave it up for me, Brenda. Why? So I could at least have a chance to be who he's called me to be. Everybody's going, "Don't come up on here, sister." I'll stick with Mama Brenda. She gets it. And it says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." See, God makes his appeal through you and me. That's why it's real important to be who you say that you are. Because if you're not, it's going to show up in everything that you do. Everything that you put your hand to, it just does. The truth always outlives the lie. Always. And the writing is on the wall when you're not who you're saying that you are. And you know what? Some people are not who they say they are because their past has gotten to them and they can't take it. But God's telling you today, your past, it is behind you. All you have to do is each day keep it behind you. If you make a mistake, you understand He's not counting that against you. You ask forgiveness and you move on with your life. Okay? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 9 through 10. It says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you." This scripture always makes me think of my old neighbor, Miss Reed. Here I was trying to misbehave and be terrible and be hypocritical one day. This old lady, she's still living. She come banging up on my door and she said, "Kelly, I want you to know that God's grace is sufficient for you." I shut that door. And I just began to weep, and God said, "Kelly, you better woman up. Kelly, you better be who you say you are. The places that you messed up where you're not proud of, understand that my grace is sufficient for you. There's more than enough of it, and I've poured it on your life.
Thank you, God.
You don't deserve it. You didn't earn it, but yet I've poured it out.
Thank you, God.
So you don't have to be condemned. You don't have to live in shame, and you don't have to live with your past in your face all the time. Amen. And it says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses." See, you got a bunch of people and they trying to act like they're not weak in anything. I'll let everybody know what my weaknesses are, and that's how I stay straight. I'm going to be as transparent as they can get. Why? Because I'm going to stay straight. Why? Because I lied to myself for years, one too many times, Miss Mary. And then I woke up one day and I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know what I was all about. I didn't know what I stood for. I didn't know any. I was too fake, Cindy. And I lost the little bit of who I knew I was, got lost. See, that's what happens when you don't keep it real with yourself. When you lie to yourself, you'll lose it. You'll lose the little bit that you know about yourself. And it says, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." Hey, if you'll keep it real with yourself, the power of Christ, it's going to rest on you. See, you don't have to always have it together. You don't always have to fake it till you make it. You don't always got to sit there and act like everything is fine when nothing's fine. See, when you can keep that part of your life real, God's power, it's going to rest on that unsettledness. There's a lot of unsettledness. There's a lot of, "I don't know what's going to happen, Lord." There's a lot of torment that the devil, when you wake up in the morning, you're tormented by the what ifs. What's going to happen? What's not going to happen? Is this going to turn out? Is it not going to turn out? Is it always going to be this way? Is it, what's going on? You don't know, up, you're down, you're this, you're that. See, and the power of God is going to rest on you if you can keep this one part in your life straight. You know what? It's okay to be weak in an area, because when a weak part is detected by God, He's going to apply the power of God to that part. And see, it won't be a weak place no more.
Amen.
But it's going to stay weak. You keep pretending.
Yes.
Amen. "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. And I love this because this is a person who knows how to keep it real. I love that. "For not that I have already obtained all this." See, that's what life is about, Brenda. Simply being able to say, "Look, I ain't got it all, but here's the part I've gotten." And then you help somebody else. See? Ain't nobody can help nobody if we're all acting like everything's fine. Okay. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take a hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. See, He took a hold of you. There's something holding you. It don't want to let you go, but let me tell you something, it has to. It has to let you go. It doesn't have a choice. The choice comes in when you give it a choice. Amen? And so it says, He's already taken a hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. See, God wants you to take a hold of it today. Take a hold of it. See, you ain't taken a hold of it yet. That's why your past keeps on coming up, keeps on interfering with your life. Yeah, I understand that you're going to have some problems that flare up from your past. Everybody does. But you leave the past in the past and you go on because your past is holding you back. It's getting in your thought life. It's mentally crippling you. And it says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining towards what is ahead. It is a strain to move forward. Nobody told you it was going to be easy. Nobody said, hey, it's not going to be gut-wrenching. But it's a strain. Sister, brother, you better strain. You better move forward. There's somebody counting on you. Let me tell you something. Right after this is your breakthrough. Right after this is your thing where you know what? That's all that the situation needed for where you to hold on one more day. See, God said, Kelly, you can take it one more day. Woman up. Take it. And I said, God, I'll take it as long as you tell me to. When I feel like it's breaking me down, I know that the power of God is resting on me. God, I'm going to keep it real. God, I'll stop being a hypocrite. God, I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm going to be honest with others. See, you're hearing some raw things here today. You're not going to get lying down your back thinking it's rainbows and sunshine. No, it's going to be a strain. And I'm encouraging you to take that strain. Take it on head on. You're going to have a good life. Your past is behind you. You got to know it. You got to make it stay behind you. It's a strain towards what is ahead. I press on to the goal to win the prize. See, there's a prize coming after this. There's a breakthrough coming. You got to hold on just a minute. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every single thing that hinders us. Throw it off right now. There's things in your life that you know you're throwing off, that's throwing you off. Get them out of your life. Your past is one of them. See, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. I'm not going to make a big deal of this because I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and then I'm going to be done. Because, see, I'm not going to hold something. Brenda, I don't have to hold off the anointing. The anointing will come, and the anointing breaks the yoke. It breaks that yoke of bondage, and it'll break it as much as you'll let it break. See, where are you at today? I'm going to say it once. I'm only going to say it once because we got 3 minutes to get this going. If you are being robbed of your peace, right now, if there's something coming up and you're saying, man, I don't want to live in bitterness my whole life. I don't want to live in anger, but it's got a hold of me. There's a situation that's getting me and I don't have the peace of God about it. I have neglected that peace. I've taken on something that wasn't supposed to be mine. If you need some peace in your life over a situation right now, I want you to stand. If you're going to stand, that's great. If you don't want to stand, that's great. It don't matter because I've said what God wanted me to say. And see, my part is about to be over. See, I've done what God wanted me to do. I've said it. I've been as transparent as I can be. I've been as genuine as I can be. And that's all I can be. Amen. But Father God, for everybody, Lord, that's standing right now, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I call down the peace of God right now in Jesus' name. Every single heart that is troubled, I command that spirit of trouble to come off of them. I command that spirit of confusion and addiction and grief and despair and depression, I command it off of these people right now. And Lord, I thank you for your peace. It's coming on right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I call it done. Lord, we call it forward. And God, I thank you that it's done. Lord, I thank you that these people, God, that they've accepted your peace. God, that it's resting. The power of God rests on each person right now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. For every one of you that stood for that invitation, you've acted on the Word of God. You've acted on the Word of God. You've taken your first step. The promises of God are yes and amen to those that believe, and you have to act on that Word. And this is a small step. If you just stood up and said, yes, I want to be cut loose from my past this year. I want it this year. I want it now. And you stood up. That's the beginning. That's the first step. God's going to show you some other steps to take. People, places, things, addictions, the haunting past. You got to turn it loose. You took that first step. And now lift up your hands and be blessed by the Lord. And I say unto you, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace and prosperity and give you deliverance, a cutting away, a severance from your past in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. 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 How wonderful.